USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kudlow said the country's in the middle of a housing boom. Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief, which Republican lawmakers are going to detail today when it comes to their proposal. The National Counterintelligence and Security Center is warning that current and ongoing threats and attacks are targeting American election campaigns, as well as candidates, citizens, and elections overall. The warning blames China, Russia, as well as Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hurricane Douglas hitting the Hawaiian Islands with heavy winds and heavy rains at this hour. The center of the storm is just north of Honolulu. Douglas is a Category 1 storm, packing winds of 85 miles an hour. Authorities in Hawaii say people in the path of it should be sheltering in place. Late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week. There will be an invitation-only arrival ceremony this afternoon, and the public can pay their respects to Lewis at the Capitol Rotunda today and tomorrow. The U.S. consulate in Chengdu, China, has officially shut its doors. At dawn today, the Chengdu consulate lowered its American flag, and Chinese authorities took control of the building. Beijing forced it to close in retaliation for the U.S. government's closure of China's consulate in Houston. The Trump administration says China was using that consulate to spy on Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Hollywood great has passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Gone with the Wind and the Heiress star, Olivia de Havilland, one of the last luminaries from Hollywood's golden age, has passed away in Paris at age 104. The two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at her home in Paris. She was born to British parents in Tokyo, and she was the older sister of actress Joan Fontaine, who died in 2013 at the age of 96. The two sisters had a famously contentious rivalry. In 2019, the Supreme Court rejected de Havilland's petition to review the dismissal of her lawsuit against FX for its series Feud, Bette and Joan. De Havilland sued the network, stating that Feud's showrunners used her name and image without permission or compensation. Catherine Zeta-Jones played de Havilland in the series that depicted the battle between actresses Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
British police are breathing a sigh of relief after a call about a loose panther turned out to be something much less fierce. Officers in West Sussex, England, called to a public park after a reported sighting of a large apex predator. After shining some flashlights, they realized the black panther was actually just a stuffed animal on a park bench. The police department admitted even the officers who responded didn't realize it was fake when they first arrived. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.